young, computer age. As we continue to look in the future and focus now on cell phones, are they safe? When I see the light, I know I'm more than just a number, the traffic light. Or else, we just don't see the other. That is the computer age. Bikes and vans fly by me on the desert, describing the roads we drive as deserts, because we're not really there with each other. When I see the light, I feel like more than just a number. I stand before you, or else we just don't see the other. That is the computer age. All right. Is that the computer age? Is that the age of social media? Yes, social media, where we get the opportunity to interact with so many people at one time. And according to so many of the surveys that we're reading, still feel alone. Monday coming, October 30th, I would like for you to join me. Spiritual Perspectives. I'll be speaking with Mrs. Karen Wright Marsh, who really helps to bring into the world of reality how we live as born-again believers. She has just a knack of just delving into the reality of where we are. She talks about the beauty, but believe me, she really points out the struggles, the challenges. She looks at some of the historical figures from years gone by, decades gone by, centuries gone by. People like Augustine and Josephus. She comes up a little bit more current and takes a look at some of the thoughts, the feelings, the experience of people like Flannery O'Connor, the author. She also takes us back a bit and lets us look at some of the historical biblical figures, but she also brings us up to the current and really current as she allows us to peek into her life, her challenges, the beauty of the flow of life, but also the struggles, her disappointments. Mrs. Karen Wright Marsh will be speaking with us from her book, Saints and Sinners, this coming Monday, October 30th, beginning at 1 o'clock in the p.m. And remember, tune in right here to WTHB 1550 a.m., The Voice. And you have another option, and that is, especially if you're not able to catch us live, speakingwith.com, and you can listen online at your convenience. Monday, October 30th, Karen Wright Marsh, Saints and Sinners. All right, what about those smartphones? Do you really like them? Do you love them? Let me ask you this. When you're actually on your phone, how do you prefer to use it? And this is what I mean by that. Let's just say you're talking. So we're all on the same page. You're talking on the phone. You're not just, you know, using the navigating system. You're not texting. You're talking on the phone. How do you prefer to use it? Do you prefer to just use it without the speakerphone and just hold the phone to your ear and have the mouthpiece close to your mouth? Do you prefer to use the speakerphone? Do you prefer to use some other accessory, whether Bluetooth, EarPods, some kind of way it's fixed up so that you're talking, but you don't have the phone by your head, nor are you using the speakerphone? What is your preference? Do you have a preference? I know for some people it might depend on the phone itself and how the phone works, because you've noticed there's some phones that really don't have good speakerphone systems, and you can be on the phone talking through the speakerphone, and every so often a person will ask you what you said, and finally someone will just say to you, you know, you keep breaking up. It's like you keep fading in and out. So you turn off the speakerphone feature, put the phone to your head, the mouthpiece is close to your mouth, you start talking again, you ask if that's better. Oh, yeah, that's much better. Some people use the Bluetooth. They use their Bluetooth or EarPods, and it seems like the transmission is good both ways. They can hear well, and the person they're speaking to can hear them well. Do you have a preference? Do you like the sense of the odd, the experience of having the phone close to your head? You know, it was such a cool thing when cell phones, and you know, even before the days of smartphones, when cell phones were first becoming popular, and oh man, it was just so cool to see people holding their cool cell phones to their heads so you could know that they were talking on the phone with somebody. But now, you know, we have options. Do you have a preference? Well, it may not have to do with, your preference may not have to do with the phone and how it works. It may have to do with safety issues and your concerns about safety. Of course, a lot of people, I think less so now than previously, but still, some now are concerned about radiation. And as it turns out, they say that the radiation that is emitted by cell phones, known as RF radiation, radio frequency radiation, is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. And we have hundreds of millions of Americans using cell phones, and a lot of people still want to know if there are any health risks. People who say that cell phones are safe, reference statements by the FCC and the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and they point to peer-reviewed studies which conclude that cell phone use is not associated with an increased risk of brain tumors or the onset of other health problems. They contend that there's been no increase in brain tumor rates despite hundreds of millions of people now using cell phones. People who say that cell phones are not safe cite peer-reviewed studies showing an association between cell phone use and tumor growth, DNA damage, decreased fertility. How many of you would like to have babies one day? I'm asking men and women, how many of you would like to have babies one day? Well, people who say that cell phones are not safe say that cancers take 20 to 30 years to develop, and cell phone studies have monitored periods of 10 years or less. They highlight the International Agency for Research on Cancer's classification of cell phone radiation as a possible carcinogen. Well, that gives us a general backdrop of where America is with regards to cell phones and whether or not they're safe. Let's focus on that some more. Let's get ready to take a pro-con look at cell phones and safety. We'll listen to what the teams, what the people are saying, who say, insist that yes, cell phones are definitely safe. But we'll also take a look at numerous comments by those who are saying, no, they're not. Days and nights, weeks and months and seasons rolling through me chronologically. This is the computer age. Precious metal lines molded into highways. Think about how they're saying they're going to be building the highways and how what they'll be putting into the highways will be allowing the cars and other automobiles to drive without humans. Precious metal lines molded into highways running through me microscopically.